This is Essence of God Space Radio. How's it going? It is a new season. Interesting look, interesting time to record and film this. It's 2 minutes past 10. 2:02. It's an interesting time to be alive. It is very interesting. For those who are watching, must be wondering, or must be curious about the positioning of this light in the background. This light behind me. I like it. I like how unclear, but so very clear it is. Okay. So, today I bumped into a very good friend of mine. Shout out to Mpulu Gang, my Leo friend. And we began to explore, I don't want to say the depth, but the magnitude of our power. And by power, what do I mean? What I don't mean is a performance of roles. What I don't mean is the engagement of superiority and inferiority. That's not what I mean. When I speak of power in this context, I speak of the ability to do and be the way one, I guess, can do and be. And it's just so liberating to do and be all the things that I actually, or we actually, want to do and be. So, yeah. We spoke a lot about, it was such a powerful conversation. And then, we bumped into Ungobile, the stylist, beautiful Ungo. We just had a conversation about masculinity, femininity, sexuality, freedom, what all of those things mean to the individual. So about, I think it was a week ago. Yeah, it was about a week ago. I met someone named, I don't know if I'm allowed to name him. Yeah, I think I am. I mean, I'm not going to expose everything that we spoke of. But his name is John Maseko. And I met John because I had approached him to be my mentor. I had approached him to be my mentor in one of the fields that I'm highly interested in. So when I met John, we got to talking about a lot. And then the topic of rape culture came out. As many of you may know, I have undergone the experience of sexual violation. Thank God everything passes. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Lord, that everything passes. Everything has its lesson. Yeah. Testing times, those were very testing times. So we spoke about that, and I brought to light how, it's not a frustration anymore, like right now. I've done a lot of introspection in the past week, but it was such a frustration for me to have undergone such an experience and then be told that I would never get over it. And then now that having that narrative of, now this is the beginning of the rest of your life, when it's not. One thing I've come to understand is that rape is about power. It's about power. And again, in my healing, what I also began to understand is that anyone can assimilate a mindset. I guess. Anyone can assimilate or simulate to a way of doing things. Which makes me question our systems. And that's what Mbulikeng and I were talking about. I guess when the focus shifts from me, I guess, being angry or opposing a person who I've now subscribed a way of being and way of doing things to them, which I don't believe is right. For me, that's my personal. Don't believe in prescribing ways of being to a specific type of person because of their typeness, whatever. If they tick the boxes to be, you know, you get what I mean? I started to question with my friend today what my part is in enabling this power game to continue, or what my part is in disabling it from continuing. Validation is important in the moment it is required. I'm trying to be as sensitive as I possibly can. And also trying to relay a message. I'm trying to make people understand a perspective because we keep adopting these roles that are a part of a system. And we've all, at some point, subscribed to the system. And we can all tell that it's like, it's not working out, man. Get it. So how, I think the question is, individually, how do we then place our energies in an alternative, a different system? I feel like the fight is within the doing. The fight is what you invest your time and energy into. I could punch you now for teaching my children something that I don't necessarily agree with, or in the time that I spent punching you and getting worked up and angry, I could just teach my children the principles that I prefer. My healing process has been, and my overall healing, see, I needed to understand that this incident or these incidents happened as a symptom. They happened as a symptom to, I guess, for a lack of better words, a greater problem. And I started to question, what is this symptom trying to tell me? I remember on Instagram when I was relaying a message that, like, emotions are indicators. That's what they are. They're there to indicate. Indicate what's going on, I guess. Or how we are, what's going on inside. How we are perceiving things. Or what information is the outside world giving us in response to us. So, when I started looking at the incidents as a symptom to a system, forgiving became a lot more easier and more integral in my everyday doings. I transcended anger, even though I'm grateful for anger because it did show me the way. I acknowledged anger's presence and accepted it as my teacher and all the information it was trying to get me to understand. But I did not stay there. And it took a while to get to that point. And I think with healing, it's essential that we give ourselves time. Actually, with life. Life just wants us to take our time. I read a tweet about 10 minutes ago about how quantum science says that past, present, and future are happening simultaneously. Thus, time, the concept of time, is an illusion. Which is making me think, and I wanted to make you think. Take our time. Take my time. I have as much time I can give myself. How much am, or for how long am I allowing myself? This is how I'm defining my time. How long am I allowing myself to indulge or be in a particular way? Or how long am I allowing something to perpetuate? Or at least, how long am I willing to perceive this part of life or this part of myself? For how long am I willing to give it attention? Until my, I guess, focus shifts from one simultaneous event perception to another. And it's kind of linking to yin and yang and the whole idea of duality, Gemini energy. But I think it goes beyond Gemini. I'm not sure. But let's stick to Gemini energy for now. It's an interesting time. An interesting season. So, Mercury retrograde is coming up. And all the pop culture magazines, publicists, whatever, platforms, gonna be talking about, like, back up your stuff, don't sign contracts, make sure you look over your travel documents and things like that. Completely understand why. But because Mercury retrograde is a very, I like to look at it as a very delicate time. It's so delicate. And I think it requires a specific kind of approach when that season comes. And it's coming in 5 days. But already people are experiencing Metro Shade. So we're experiencing symptoms of the retrograde coming as it like slowly starts to seep in, which has been interesting. I've been looking at people's statuses, people's memory cards being corrupted, people's computers shutting down. Thank you, Lord, that mine is still working. Thank you for everything that is still working. It's so interesting because Mercury retrograde is when the planet of Mercury is closest to us. Funny how we are unable to operate, quote unquote, functionally during that time, or we're unable to operate at the speed that we would like to and still get everything precise. It's so funny because a lot of the people that were saying, oh, my stuff thingy, are skeptical about astrology and astronomy. Skepticism has a weirdness to it sometimes, and I'm not generalizing, I'm just saying some skeptics I find weird because, and I'd like your enlightenment on this, but I find some skeptics weird because they're willing to accept what a particular society that was built from nothing, the scientific community. Actually, you know what? Let me just, you know how I like to use the dictionary. Science. It's funny because apparently, I don't think we use the word science in its truest form. I feel like it's oh my gosh, this is happening, I can't believe. So there we go. Okay, cool. Sorry. So what I was saying is I feel like now science is used to denote an air of like classiness, which is weird. I don't know. But let's look at the definition of science and then realize that everything is scientific. So the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. A systemically organized body of knowledge on a particular subject. Knowledge of any kind. That's an archaic definition. So yeah, defining myself as a skeptic is kind of tricky, but skepticism and science have their attachments to each other in the minds of humans, which is fine. It's just interesting. I feel like everyone's a scientist, and I can guarantee you there's things that I know that exist that the scientist in Philadelphia doesn't know, but I know them through observation and experimentation, and I know that they don't know. because they're not me. But everyone's a scientist. Even this interaction right now, I like to call a social experiment, a consciousness experiment. So I went into a lot of places with this talk. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know. Let me know what you think. Don't be so quick to try and affect a situation. Your presence is enough to shift things around. Okay. That's all I have to say. I love you, and I'll see you next week. Peace. This is Essence of Godspace Radio. It's a new season, and check out the retrograde. It's here to teach you. Bye-bye.
This is Essence of Godspace Radio. This is Essence of Godspace Radio.